Will you please turn to 2 Corinthians?
请我们翻到哥林多后书
Chapter 4
第四章
We have to read the whole chapter.
我们要读整章
It has only 18 verses.
只有18节
2 Corinthians chapter 4
哥林多后书第四章
Verse 1.
第一节
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职事，就不丧胆。
But we have rejected the hidden things of shame, not walking in deceit, not falsifying the word of God,But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of man before God.
乃将那暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
But if also our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those that are lost.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
In whom the God of this world has blinded the thoughts of the unbelieving, so that the radiancy of the glad tidings of the glory of the Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine forth for them.
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
Because it is the God who spoke that out of darkness.Light should shine, who has shone in our hearts for the shining forth of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassingness of the power.May be of God and not from us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Every way afflicted, but not strengthened, seeing no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。
Persecuted.But not destroyed, but not abandoned, cast down, but not destroyed.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死。使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
For we who live are always delivered unto death on account of Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal body.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So that death works in us.But life in you.
这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
And having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore also we speak.
但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话。我们也信，所以也说话。
Therefore also, we speak, knowing that he who has raised the Lord Jesus shall raise us also with Jesus and shall present us with you.
自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
For all things are for your sakes, that the grace abounding through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
Wherefore we faint not, but if indeed our outward man is consumed,Yet the inward is renewed day by day.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
For our momentary and light affliction works for us in surpassing measure an eternal weight of glory.
我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Why we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are for a time, but those that are not seen, eternal.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, with grateful hearts, we gather together unto thyself.
亲爱的主，我们带着感谢的身心聚在你自己的面前。
We thank thee for thy long suffering for us.
我们感谢你，你为我们长久忍耐。
We thank thee for thy heart that is always towards us.
我们感谢你，你的心都是那样的向着我们。
We know that thou want to speak to us.And to bless us.
我们实在知道你愿意向我们说话，赐福给我们。
It is thy will that thou will lead us into the fullness of thy purpose.
这是你的旨意，要把我们带进你旨意的丰满。
So Lord, we open ourselves to thee this afternoon.
主，今天下午我们的心向你完全的敞开。
We pray that the light will come from above.Into our very heart.
我们求你天上的光进入我们每个人的心中。
Doing something that we can never do ourselves.
你在我们里面做成我们自己没有办法做成的功。
Transform us that we may be conformed to thy image.
把我们改变，叫我们能够磨成你自己的形象。
Enable us to glorify thee even.In this mortal body.
叫我们能够在这被朽坏的身子里面荣耀你自己。
Teach us the lessons that thou want us to learn.
教导我们你要我们学到的功课。
Give us willingness and enable us to go through whatever thou has led us.
给我们一个愿意的心，也给我们有力量来跟从你。
We want to glorify thee, Lord.
我们愿意荣耀你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us again this afternoon.
感谢神，下午再一次把我们聚在一起。
During the past three times,
在过去三次的聚会里面
we focus our attention just to one thing.
我们集中注意到一个点。
And that is New Covenant life and ministry.
那是新约的生命与执事。
We thank God that our Lord Jesus, by His blood, sealed the New Covenant to us.
我们感谢主，借着他的宝血，把新约成就在我们的身上。
We no longer live under the old covenant of law.
我们不再活在旧约律法之下。
We now live under the new covenant of grace.
我们今天活在新约恩典之下。
It is no longer thou shalt and thou shalt not.
不再是你们不可这样，你们当那样做。
It is God said, I will and I will.
而主说，我要这样做。
Everything is of grace.
一切都是恩典。
And because it is grace,
因着是恩典。
Therefore, it has to be lived by faith.
所以需要靠信心来活出来。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
thank God we all live by faith.
感谢神，我们都是凭信心而活的。
We do not live by ourselves anymore.
我们不再靠自己而活。
By our own effort,
不再靠我们自己的努力。
By our own wisdom,
不再靠我们的智慧。
In our own way,
或者是用我们的方法。
And for our own glory,
为了我们自己得荣耀。
But thank God, for us to live is Christ.
感谢神，我们活着就是基督。
This is new covenant life.
这是新约的生命。
And we also have mentioned,
我们也讲到，
the kind of life you live will result to the same kind of ministry you give.
你过怎样的生活，你就能够带出怎样的侍奉。
Because ministry is the outflow of life.
因为服事乃是生命的流出。
And we mentioned that the old covenant ministry is the ministry of law.
我们讲过，旧约的服事乃是律法的服事。
It is written in ink.
是用墨写成的。
It is out of our own study and research.
这是从我们自己学来的，我们自己研究而得到的。
It is not by the living spirit of God.
这不是靠着神那活泼的灵。
And it is written on stones.
而且是写在石板上。
In other words, we minister out of our mind and into the mind of those whom we minister to.
乃是我们的服事是从我们的头脑里面去服事到我们被我们服事人的头脑里面去。
It may be correct.
可能是对的。
And yet, it enters.
但
into death.
实在呢是带进只是死亡。
But thank God,
感谢神。
He has given us a new covenant life.
他已经把新约的生命给了我们。
Therefore, we are going to minister according to the new covenant.
所以我们就能够带出新约的服事。
Now this afternoon, being the last one,
今天下午是我们最后一次的信息。
We want to share together on this important matter.
我们愿意一同来交通这个非常重要的事情。
Since God has called us to new covenant ministry.
既然神已经把我们招进这新约的执事里。
Now, how can we be brought into that kind of ministry?
我们如何被带进这样的服事呢？
So you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以我们就看到在哥林多后书第四章。
The first verse said, therefore.
这里说我们既然受过这职分。
Therefore, having this ministry.
所以说既然受过这职分。
Now, what is this ministry that we have received?
那这个职分我们所受的是什么呢？
Now, of course, if you follow chapter 3.
如果你能够根据第三章，
you know that it is the new covenant ministry.
你知道这里所讲的是新约的执事。
God does not want us to continue in old covenant ministry.
因为神不要我们愿意继续的留在旧约的执事当中。
However, glory it may begin with.
可能一开始那个执事是很荣耀的。
But gradually that glory will fade away.
但渐渐那个荣耀就退去了。
Even though it is supposed to give life,
虽然它本应赐生命的，
but it results in condemnation and death.
但是那个结果却带来了定罪与死亡。
But thank God, in a general sense, we all have received this ministry.
在一般来讲，我们都接受了这个职事。
The same ministry that the Apostle Paul had received.
就是使徒保罗所接受的职事。
It is the ministry of the new covenant.
乃是新约的职事。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we realize what new covenant ministry is,
如果我们真正的认识什么是新约的职事，
what will be your reaction?
那你的反应应该是怎样呢？
Having received such a glorious ministry,
你既然得到这么荣耀的职分，
that we are going to impart life to other people,
我们要去供应生命给别人，
the life of Christ,
基督的生命，
it is such a glorious ministry,
这实在是个荣耀的职事。
Now, do you feel that it is beyond you?
你是不是觉得是你够不上的呢？
Do you feel that you are not able to have such a ministry?
你是不是感觉得到你没有办法带出这样的服事呢？
So the Apostle Paul says,
所以使徒保罗说，
having this ministry,
说我们既然受了这职分，
as we have had mercy shown us,
是我们蒙了他的怜悯，
we faint not,
就不丧胆。
In other words,
换句话说，
having this ministry,
我们受了这个职分，
without the mercy of God,
如果没有神的怜悯，
we certainly will faint,
我们就会丧胆。
Because we just couldn't do it,
因为我们没有办法做得来。
But thank God,
感谢神，
we know that this new covenant is the covenant of grace,
我们知道这新约的职事乃是恩典的职事。
Not only life will be given to us,
不单单生命会给我们，
but ministry will be created within us,
而且在我们里面也产生了这样的服事。
There is the mercy of God there,
因为那里有神的怜悯。
And having God's mercy with us,
因着我们既然蒙了神的怜悯，
Now we do not faint,
我们就不丧胆。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
when you hear about the new covenant ministry,
当你听到新约的职事，
and you really know what it is,
当你认识它里面的内容，
probably within you there is a feeling of fainting.
你里面可能会有一点的胆怯，
but be encouraged.
但是你要受激励。
Because there is the mercy of God.
因为那里有神的怜悯。
He is going to work it out in our life.
他在我们的生命里面会做成这个
工。And because of that, we do not need to faint.
因着这个原因，我们就不需要丧胆。
Now, what should we do?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
And you find in verse 2.
第二节我们看到，
But we have rejected the hidden things of shame, not walking in deceit, nor falsifying the word of God, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of man before God.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
In other words,
换句话说，
after we receive this new covenant ministry,
当我们接受了这新约的职事，
and realizing that it's all of grace and therefore of faith,
当我们看到这一切都是凭着信心，都是恩典，
nothing depends upon our own efforts,
不再靠我们自己的努力，
it is all the grace of God,
都是神的恩典。
Then, but when we realize this,
当我们真正看见这一点的时候，
is there nothing for us to do then?
那我们是不是什么都不需要做了呢？
Then we just sit there and wait,
我们就是坐在那里等吧。
Wait until the mercy of God come upon us.
哦，等到神的怜悯临到我们。
And wait until suddenly a new covenant ministry is given to us.
突然之间，这新约的指示就给了我们。
Now, is that what will happen?
这是不是这样发生呢？
No, of course not.
当然不是这样。
If you just sit there and wait,
如果你只是坐在那里等，
you may wait until eternity.
你就可能等到永世里面去。
It will never come.
因为永远都不会临到。
Well, is it not given to you?
哦，那是不是已经给了你呢？
Freely given to you.
是白白的给了你呢？
Yes.
是的。
It does not come out of yourself.
不是从你里面出来的。
Yes.
是这样。
Then what?
那怎么办呢？
There is something that God expects us to be prepared.
神愿意我们有一点的预备。
Before he is able to give us that new covenant ministry.
在他能够把新约的职分给我们之前，
there is a certain condition, a certain state that we have to be in.
我们要达到一个特殊的这种的光景。
It says here,
在这里讲，
we have rejected the hidden things of shame.
我们乃将那暗昧可耻的事弃绝了。
In other words, God expects us to be real.
换一句话说，神要我们在他面前真实。
Because we know the whole world is living under a lie.
我们知道全世界都是在一个谎言的底下。
And what God requires is something that is absolutely real.
但是在基督里，这一切都是真实的。
Is our life as an open book before God?
我们的生命乃是一本打开的书，在神的跟前。
In a sense, everyone has something that is hidden within himself or herself.
其实我们每个人心里面都藏着一些的东西。
Something that we do not want to be revealed.
我们不愿意把这些东西敞开的。
But before God, all things are naked.
但是在神的面前，一切都是赤露敞开的。
So there is no sense of trying to hide something from God.
所以没有必要在神面前有什么隐瞒。
God demands that we are real before Him.
因为神要求我们在他面前显为真实。
We expose ourselves before God.
我们在他的面前完全的敞开。
And tell the Lord, search our hearts.
然后我们求神来检查我们的心。
And know our thoughts.
叫我们看到我们的过犯。
We are willing to be real before God.
我们愿意在他面前是那样真实的。
We will not try to hide anything.
我们不要隐瞒任何的事情。
And then you find that we will not even falsify the word of God.
我们那个不谬讲神的道理。
And we think that we know the word of God.
我们以为我们认识神的道。
And we try to speak the word of God.
我们在那里要传讲神的话。
But oftentimes,
多少时候
it is out of our own thoughts.
都是我们自己思想里面的东西。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
once when you realize,
每一次当你真是察觉到
that your new covenant ministry is not something that comes up your mind,
新约的执事不是从你头脑里面出来的东西。
It does not come from your cleverness.
不是从你自己那个小聪明里面出来的。
We think that we, because we are clever.
你以为你自己很聪明。
So we are able to know the Bible.
我们能够认识圣经。
And we use our clever mind to interpret the word of God.
我们就用我们自己的小聪明去解释神的话。
I often feel that every Christian is a natural theologian.
我说我们每一个基督徒啊，都自以为是天生的神学家。
Because when you're reading the Bible, what do you do?
当你读圣经的时候，你干什么呢？
You are interpreting it.
你在那里解释圣经。
You are explaining it.
你在那里向人那个说明圣经。
If you cannot explain it, you are exasperated.
如果你不能够解释圣经的话，好像你就是无知的。
And immediately you go to concordance or you go to commentary.
然后你就去看这些汇编，看这些的解经书。
Because we are natural theologians.
因为我们都是天生的神学家。
And according to what we have known and researched, we speak.
就是根据我们自己知道的，我们做的研究，我们就开始传讲了。
Now it doesn't mean that you speak wrong.
不，你讲的不一定不准确。
Most likely you speak correct.
很可能你讲的还是准确的。
But is there life within it?
但里面有没有生命呢？
Is it come out of life?
是从生命里面出来的
吗？ Or does it give life to other people?
有没有把光带给人呢？
Old covenant ministry is from mind to mind.
旧约的执事是从头脑传头脑的
知识。New covenant ministry is from heart to heart.
新约的知识从心送到心里面去。
So when you realize this, what do you do?
当你真是看到这一点，那你怎么办呢？
It's very easy for us to go to extreme.
我们很容易走极端。
We say, Lord, unless I speak by inspiration.
我们对主说，主啊，除非我能够讲在启示里面讲话。
I will not speak anymore.
那我就以后再也不讲道了。
Unless you give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation upon your word.
除非在你话语里面你给我智慧跟启示的灵。
There is no sense of studying the word of God.
所以我们读圣经也没有意思了嘛。
So you find some people go to such extreme.
所以有些人就走到那极端。
They think that Bible study is a waste of time.
觉得读经是浪费时间。
Because out of it is all mental knowledge.
因为从这里所读来的都是头脑知识。
It is not revelation, not inspiration.
不是启示，不是神来给我们的。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you know how revelation comes.
你知道启示是怎么来的吗？
Revelation comes from the word of God.
启示是从神的话来的。
Because the word of God is when God first speaks.
因为神的话乃是神起初所说的。
God speaks by his spirit.
神借着他的灵说话。
And that is the Bible.
这是圣经。
What is inspiration?
什么是所谓的启示?
What is what we talk of revelation?
所以我们所以讲到启示，讲到末世
，It is God speaks again，
就是神再次的说话。
And when He speaks the second time，
当他第二次说话的时候
，It is based upon what He has spoken in the first time，
乃是根据他头一次所说的话。
If you do not know what He has spoken in the first time，
如果你不知道他在圣经里面首先所讲的
，How do you know that what？Light you have seen is from revelation or from something somewhere else.
那你就怎么能够知道你现在得到的启示是从神来的还是从别个源头来的呢？
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
studying the word of God,
读主的话，
is very very important.
是非常的重要。
We need to spend time in reading the word of God.
我们需要花时间来读主的话。
Read it and read it and read it.
一再再次的来读。
Confessing that we do not understand.
我们是在承认我们不明白。
Look to the Holy Spirit to open the Word of God to us.
我们仰望求圣灵把神的话向我们打开。
And this is the way that revelation will come.
这是启示，得到启示的路。
So, brothers and sisters, if we are lazy, we will never receive revelation.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们懒惰，我们就永远得不到启示。
Revelation is for the diligent.
启示是为了那些殷勤的人。
We need to search the scripture.
我们需要查考圣经。
Not thinking that we know it all.
不要以为我们什么都晓得。
Waiting upon the Spirit of God.
我们等候神的灵。
And He will show us.
他就指示我们。
He will reveal his mind to us.
他就把他的心思向我们启示。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
there is certain preparation we need to have.
有这样我们需要的预备。
We need to prepare ourselves to be real and open before God.
我们需要在主面前是这样的真实。
In other words,
换句话说,
before God and man, we must have a clear conscience.
在神跟人的面前, 我们需要有一个无愧的良心。
There is nothing hidden within us.
在我们里面没有任何隐瞒的东西。
Our hearts are open to the Lord.
我们的心向着神是敞开的。
And when we minister,
当我们服事的时候,
we want to put before our brothers and sisters a clear conscience.
我们愿意把一个无愧的良心摆在弟兄姊妹的跟前。
There is nothing pretend, nothing false.
在那里没有任何的装假，没有任何的错误。
We do not pretend that all our ministry is purely new covenant ministry.
我们不需要在这里装作我们所有的服事都是新约的服事。
But we are in the process of it.
但是我们是在进到这个过程的里面。
So this is a preparation that we must have.
我们需要有这样的预备。
Now, after we have our heart preparation,
当我们的心预备好之后。
That is to say, we do not deceive others nor deceive ourselves.
就是我们在那里没有任何的误导别人，也没有欺骗自己。
Thinking that what we minister is purely new covenant ministry.
不要以为我们的服事都是完全新约的服事。
But we are humble enough before the Lord.
那就我们在主面前要谦卑下来。
Now with that kind of heart attitude,
因着有着这样的态度，
then you find God will begin to work.
你就发现神就开始做工。
He will work in us unto that new covenant ministry.
他就把我们带进做成有那新约的服事。
Now in order to make us understand,
为了叫大家能够明白，
the Lord, the Bible used, Paul used an illustration.
保罗在这里用了一个讲说。
He said, we have this treasure in our earthen vessel.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
That the surpassingness of the power may be of God and not from us.
要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们在这里传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We do not preach ourselves.
我们在这里不是传自己。
And we need to realize we are but earthen vessels.
我们需要认识我们只不过是瓦器。
We know we are not only made of dust.
我们知道我们不光光我们是尘土所造的。
Actually, we are all earthen vessels.
我们都是瓦器。
Now, what is meant by vessel?
这里讲到人是器皿。
Now, what is a vessel?
那器皿是什么呢？
A vessel is something to contain something.
器皿乃是盛装东西的。
A vessel is something to be used.
器皿乃是被使用的。
There is a purpose for a vessel.
每一个器皿都有它的功用。
And what is contained in that vessel is the point.
它装什么，那个就是重点。
Now God created us as earthen vessels.
神造我们做一个瓦器。
But God did a miracle.
但神行了一个神迹。
This is something nobody will do.
这是没有人会这样做的。
Because if you have a treasure, where will you put it?
如果你有一个宝贝，你把它放在哪里呢？
Well, you may put it in a safety box.
你把它放在保险箱里面。
Because it's so precious.
因为那实在太宝贵了。
Nobody will put a treasure in an earthen vessel.
没有人把宝贝放在一个瓦器的里面。
That's the thing that only God can do.
这样的事情只有神能够做。
Now God has a treasure.
神有一个宝贝。
Now what is his treasure?
神的宝贝是什么呢？
Now of course we know his treasure is his only begotten son.
当然我们知道神的宝贝乃是他的独生子。
But where does he put his son?
他把他的儿子放在哪里呢？
He put his son in earthen vessels.
他把他的儿子放在瓦器的里面。
And what is the purpose of that?
那这个目的是什么呢？
Just to hide it?
就是把它藏起来吗？
No.
不是。
God's purpose is that the radiancy of that treasure may shine forth.
神的目的叫这个宝贝的荣光能够照明出来。
Now, if you are the one,
如果是你的话
you won't put a treasure in a vessel.
你要把这个宝贝放在一个器皿里面。
And that vessel is to outshining the radiancy of the treasure.
然后这个宝贝呢，是要它荣耀的光能够照明出来。
Now you have to put it in a transparent vessel.
那你要把它放在一个透明的器皿里面。
But praise God, he put that treasure in an earthen vessel.
但是感谢神，他把这个宝贝放在一个瓦器里面。
The most precious in the most mean thing.
在一个最宝贵的放在一个最卑贱的器皿里面。
If he wants to have that radiancy of the treasure.
如果你要那个荣耀的光能够发表出来。
The earthen vessel is just the opposite.
这个瓦器正好是起相反的作用。
The earthen vessel will hide that radiance.
因为这个瓦器是隐蔽了那个荣耀的光。
It is all contradictory.
这完全是有矛盾的。
Now isn't that wonderful?
哦，这实在是奇妙啊。
Now, how can the radiancy of the treasure shine out through the earthen vessel?
这个宝贝荣耀的光怎么样从瓦器里面照亮出来呢？
There is only one way.
只有一个方法。
If the vessel is broken,
就是这个瓦器要被破碎。
Then the radiancy of the treasure will shine forth.
那这个宝贝荣耀的光就能够照明出来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is exactly what God will do with us.
这就是神在我们身上要做的事。
This is the way that new covenant ministry is created.
这就是新约的执事是为此而被指定的。
The potential is already there.
那个潜力已经在那里。
Because it's already put the treasure in you, earthen vessel.
因为已经把宝贝放在你这个瓦器里面。
There is no doubt of God's purpose.
神的旨意是没有任何的疑问的。
He is not to hide his son.
他不是在那里要隐藏他的儿子。
He is going to manifest his son.
他要在那里彰显他的儿子。
And he put that treasure in you and me who are earthen vessels.
他把这个宝贝放在你我这个瓦器里面。
So what can you expect?
那你期待什么呢？
You remember the story of Mary.
你记得玛利亚的故事。
How she was grateful to our Lord Jesus.
她是如何的对着主充满了感谢的心。
The Lord raised her brother Lazarus out of death.
主叫她的兄弟拉撒路复活。
She want to show his gratitude to the Lord.
他要向主发出他感谢的心。
But she did not come from a very rich family.
他不是从一个富有的家庭出来。
Their parents were already died.
他的父母已经都不在了。
They were orphans.
他们是孤儿。
So what did she have?
那他有什么呢？
You know, she had a alabaster flask.
它有一个玉瓶，有真拿大的香膏。
And in that alabaster flask, he put the precious ointment.
在那个玉瓶里面有那宝贵的香膏。
Some people say this is what she prepared for her marriage.
有人说这是她预备她结婚的时候用的。
This was most precious to her.
对她来讲，这是最宝贵的。
But in order to show her love to the Lord,
为了要彰显她对于主的爱
，When our Lord was at the table,
当我们的主在筵席上的时候
，She came in quietly.
她就是那样，默默悄悄地进来。
She opened that flask.
她打开这个玉瓶
，and pour a few drops.On the feet of Jesus.
把几滴滴在主的脚上。
That should be enough.
那应该已经够了。
No.
没有。
She broke the alabaster flask.
她打碎这个玉瓶。
So the whole ointment poured forth upon the Lord.
整瓶都浇在主的身上。
And the fragrance filled the house.
整屋里就充满了香气。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，You know there is something.
你知道
有这样的事情。We are created as earthen vessels.
我们是被造的瓦器。
We are cheap, common, nothing.
我们是卑贱，我们是很普通，不值一文的。
But is that the way you look at yourself?
你是不是这样来看你自己呢
？Maybe you look at yourself as alabaster flask.
你自己看自己像玉瓶一样啊。
Are you willing to break it?
你愿意把它打碎吗
？If you consider yourself as an alabaster flask,
如果你看自己是一个珍贵的玉瓶
，Will you break it?
你会打碎它吗
？So that the ointment may come forth and the fragrance fill the house.
以至于香膏能够出来，香气充满了整个的房子吗
？Is the Lord worth such an act?
主配得我们这样做吗
？Unless you consider yourself just an earthen vessel，
除非你看自己真是一个瓦器
，Then you are willing to be broken，
然后你就愿意被破碎。
You know, in our spiritual experience,
因为在我们属灵的服事里面
，the hardest thing that we go through,
最难的、最难做的
，is to have ourselves broken,
乃是我们破碎我们自己。
We all love ourselves.
我们都爱我们自己。
We all consider ourselves as somebody.
我们都自以为是一个人物。
We want to keep it.
我们要在这里保持守它。
We want to beautify it.
我们要叫它能叫美化它。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When the love of Christ constrains you,
当基督的爱激励你的时候
，You will consider yourself as nothing.
你就看你自己不值一文。
You are willing to be broken.
你愿意被破碎。
If It is for the radiancy of the life of Christ.
如果是为了基督生命荣耀的光的话。
So this is the process that the Lord is leading us into new covenant ministry.
这是我们的主带我们进入新约执事的过程。
Because ministry is the outflow of life.
因为服事乃是生命的流出。
It is not your life.
不是你的生命。
It is not your intelligence.
不是你的智慧。
It is not your mind.
不是你的思想。
It is not your eloquence.
不是你的口才。
It is the life of Christ.
乃是基督的生命。
When you are able to allow the life of Christ to flow out from you,
当你让基督的生命从你里面流出来的时候
，you are truly preach nothing but Jesus Christ.
你真正的在那里传耶稣基督。
So this is the way that God will bring us into the new covenant ministry.
这是主把我们带进新约执事的路。
You remember at one occasion.
你记得有一次。
When our Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time.
当我们的主耶稣最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候。
This was the only time that our Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem with glory.
就是唯一一次主带着荣耀进耶路撒冷的。
How people welcomed him.
那里多少人在那里欢迎他。
They considered him as a great prophet.
他们欢迎他，他是大先知。
And even some Greeks want to see him.
甚至有一些希腊人也要见我们的主。
So they ask Andrew.
所以他们就问安德烈。
And what was the other one?
腓力。
Philip. So they asked Philip and Andrew to introduce them to the Lord Jesus.
所以他们就要腓力跟安德烈去把他们带到主的跟前。
And in John chapter 12,
在约翰十二章里面
，The Lord Jesus said,
我们的主说
，The time of my glory has arrived.
说人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Do not interpret in the worldly way.
你不要用世界的方法来解释这句话。
Because he's not talking about his success.
这里不是说到他的成就。
His popularity.
他说到他是如何的受欢迎。
His fame.
他的名气。
No.
不是。
Because he explained what that glory means to him.
因为他在这里就解释这个荣耀是什么意思。
He said, unless the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die.It abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
You know, the Lord Jesus said, I am the grain of wheat.
我们的主说，他是那一粒麦子。
In the whole world, you only have Donald.
在整个世界有的都是败子。
He is the only wheat.
他是那唯一的一粒麦子。
The grain of wheat.
是那一粒麦子。
Not one grain of wheat.
不是，只是一粒而已。
He is the grain of wheat.
他是那粒麦子。
Because his life is God's life.
因为他的生命乃是神的生命。
He fell into the ground.
落在地里。
But if it remains alone,
那仍然是一粒
and not die,
没有死
then the whole universe will have only one grain of wheat.
如果他没有死，全宇宙只有一粒麦子。
So he must fall onto the ground. That is his incarnation.
所以他降落在地里，这是讲到他的道成肉身。
But he's looking forward to die.On Calvary's cross.
但是他在那里一直向着加勒的十字架那里死。
And because he gave up his own life.
因着他舍了性命。
Therefore, it produces much fruit.
所以就结出许多的籽粒来。
And the Lord Jesus continues saying.
我们的主继续地说。
If you love your soul life, you lose it.
如果你爱惜你自己的魂生命，你就要丧掉你的魂生命。
If for my sake, you are willing to lose your self-life, you gain it to eternity.
如果你为了我的缘故，你放下自己的生命，你就得生命到永远。
If anyone wants to serve me,
若有人要服侍我
，he must follow me.
就当跟从我。
Where I am.There he will be.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。
And the Father will honor it.
说我父必尊重他。
Brothers and sisters, the same principle.
弟兄姊妹，同样的原则。
What is the secret of New Covenant ministry?
什么是新约执事的秘诀呢？
The secret is not in our research.
这个秘诀不是在我们如何的研究。
Even though we do not despise research.
虽然我们在这里不是说看低研究。
But the secret is.
那秘诀乃是。
Is the cross.
十字架。
The cross will bring us to death.
十字架把我们带到死地。
And will release Christ.
然后就释放基督。
And this is the only way.To New Covenant Ministry.
这是唯一达到新约执事之路。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
How will the Lord lead us to New Covenant ministry?
主要怎么带我们进入这新约的执事里面呢？
That ministry is already in you.
那一个职份已经在你里面。
Because Christ is in you, the hope of glory.
因为基督在你的里面是荣耀的盼望。
And ministry is letting out Christ.
执事乃是释放基督。
Supplying people with Christ.
用基督供应别人。
Now how can it be?
怎么能够这样做呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How can our soul life be brought to death?
我们的魂生命怎么能够带到死地呢？
Because we all love ourselves.
因为我们都爱我们自己啊。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵要做的工。
This is why when we believe in the Lord Jesus, He not only has given us His life, but He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
这也是为什么当我们信主的时候，他不单是把圣不单是把他的生命给我们，也差圣灵进到我们里面。
The Holy Spirit in us is responsible to bring you into New Covenant ministry.
在你里面内住的圣灵负责任把你带进新约的执事里面。
His responsibility is to so arrange your circumstances.
他的责任乃是在那里安排你周围发生的万事。
To a believer, there is nothing called by chance.
对于一个信主的人，没有一件事情是偶然发生的。
After we are saved,
当我们得救之后，
God loves us so much.
神是那么爱我们。
He cares for us so much.
他是那样的关怀我们。
He is absolutely responsible for us.
他在我们身上要负绝对的责任。
So you find that in our daily life.
所以你发现在我们日常生活里面，
Nothing will happen to us by chance.
没有任何的事情发生在我们身上是偶然的。
Everything that happens to us is governed by the Holy Spirit.
临到我们的每一件事都是有圣灵的管理。
The Holy Spirit will so arrange our circumstances.
圣灵就在那里管理我们周遭的环境。
Today, whom will you meet with?
今天你会遇到哪一位？
What things will happen to you?
你身上要发生什么事情？
What kind of circumstance you will be in?
你会进入哪种的状况？
Nothing is by chance.
没有任何事情是偶然的。
Because the Holy Spirit himself has arranged all of your circumstances.
因为圣灵在那里就安排你周遭的万事。
And the reason why he does it,
为什么他这样做呢？
He wants to use these circumstances to break your soul.
因为他要用着这样的环境万事来破碎你的魂。
The person that you meet with,
你所遇到的这个人，
The environment that you find yourself in,
你处的环境，
everything,
每一件事，
is all arranged by the Holy Spirit.
都是圣灵安排的。
We call it the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我们这里是讲到圣灵的管理。
And by that it means the child training by the Holy Spirit.
就是好像是圣灵在这里训练孩童那样。
This is the way that God will train us.
这是神训练我们的过程。
That we may grow in spiritual life.
叫我们属灵的生命能够增长。
And we will grow in spiritual ministry.
我们能够在属灵的服事上面来增长。
You know, when we meet something that is not to our own taste.
哦，当我们遇到一些事情是我们不喜欢的时候
，immediately you find we murmur，
我们马上就会发怨言。
We think that God does not love us anymore。
我们就发现哦，好像神现在不爱我了。
And how we rebel again and again。
啊，我们就一再的背叛他。
We want to live, we don't want to die。
哦，我们要活，我们不要死啊。
We want to have our own way。
我们要有我们自己这方法。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here you find God is working in our life.
你就在这里看到神在我们生命里面做工。
And the Apostle Paul tells us in this way.
使徒保罗这样告诉我们。
He said in verse 8,
在第八节那里告诉我们,
Every way afflicted but not straitened.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
Seeing no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up.
心里作难却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Cast down, but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
To make it more living.
哦。好像能够更活泼的来解释一下。
We may say, every way afflicted, but not frustrated.
我们说四面受敌呢，我们却不觉得困住啊。
Seeing no apparent issue, but our way not entirely shut up.
哦，心里作难呢，但是呢，好像我们没有绝望。
Philip's translation that say.At your wit's end, but not at your life's end.
就好像这个 Philip 的这个有个翻译本，好像你看到没有路了，但是你还是能够活命。
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Knocked down, but not knocked out.
说打倒了，但却没有被打出局。
You know, in our spiritual experience.How often we have been knocked down.
在我们所谓的经历里面，我们多少次被打倒了。
But you have not been knocked out yet.
但是你没有被打出局啊。
You find you come up again.
你就发现你还会起来。
You come to death, but life begins to raise you up.
哦，你进到死里，但生命把你带起来。
Now, when you are going through this process,
当你在走过这个过程的时候
，This is the cross.
这是十字架。
Now, what is a cross?
十字架是什么
？A cross is something crossing.
一个十字架乃是有一个交叉。
Your feeling and God's feeling cross.
你的感觉跟神的感觉交叉了。
Your mind and God's mind cross each other.
你的心思跟神的心思交叉了。
Your opinion crosses God's opinion.
你的意见。跟神的意见相差。
And when such things happen,
当这样的事情临到你的时候
，What are you going to do?
你怎么办呢
？Are you willing to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow the Lord?
你能不能够舍己，背起十字架跟从主呢
？Or do you want to keep your own life?
或者是你要保存你自己的生命
？A cross is never something.That is arbitrary.
十字架不是在那里有一个这样的争辩跟妥协。
A cross is something that you can take it up or you can bypass it.
十字架乃是你可以背起来或者你能够绕过去。
Now if you bypass it,
如果你绕过去
you live, but Christ, in a sense,
你就会活着，但从一个角度来讲，基督就被否定了。
Now, if you are willing to give yourself up to the Lord,
如果你愿意为主的缘故放下自己
，then you die and Christ live.
那你死，基督的生命就活出来。
And so the Apostle Paul said.
所以使徒保罗说
，I die daily.
我每天带着基督的死。
The dying of Jesus is upon me.
基督的死
在我的身上发动。
Now you remember the word in the original is not the death of Jesus.
你知道这本来的字不是说基督的死。
Because the death of Jesus is a noun.
因为基督的死乃是一个名词。
And it means what Christ has died has done on Calvary's cross.
那乃是说基督在十字架上已经成就的那件事。
It is a fact.
这是一个事实。
It is a reality.
这是一个实际。
And it has eternal effect.
而且是带着永远的果效。
But it is something objective.
但是这是一个客观的事实。
So the word here is not the death of Christ.
在这里这个字不是讲到基督的死。
It is the dying of Christ.
是基督一直在那里死着。
It is a verbal noun.
是一个动词。动名词。
In other words, there's action there.
换句话说，这里面有一个动作。
So in other words,
换句话说
，on the basis of the death of Christ on Calvary's cross,
根据耶稣基督在十字架上的死
，there is a power that will put to death anything that is not of God.
在那里有一个能力，要致死一切不是出于神的。
It is all based upon the death.Of Jesus Christ.
这都是根据基督在十字架上的死所做成的。
But the Holy Spirit is applying the death of Christ into your life.
但是圣灵把基督的死的实际做成在你的身上。
To break the earthen vessel.
去破碎这个瓦器。
That the radiancy of the treasure within may be released.
至于那宝贝。那荣耀的光就释放出来。
So first of all, you will find death in you, but life began to rise up within you.
所以首先你就看到死在你身上发动，生就在他们身上彰显出来。
It is not only within you,
不是你的里面，
but you find that life began to come to others.
你就发现。生就在别人身上发动了。
Now this is new covenant ministry.
这是新约的执事。
You are giving Christ to other people.
你把基督分给别人。
And it is through your own brokenness.
那是借着你自己的破碎。
You know, when you read the full chapter of 2 Corinthians,
当你读明后这四章整章的时候
You find we faint not is used two times.
你看在这里我们就不致丧胆用了两次。
First time you find it in verse 1.
首先是在第一节
Having this ministry as we have mercy shown us, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯受过这职分就不丧胆。
This is because you see the immensity of the New Covenant ministry.
这是你看到这个伟大的新约的执事。
Now, how can you bear it?
你怎么能够承担呢？
But when you think of the mercy of God,
但是当你想到神的怜悯，
Now you will not faint.
你就不丧胆。
And you are willing to give yourself to the Lord.
你愿意把自己交在主的手中。
Let the Holy Spirit lead youTo the cross.
让圣灵把你带到十字架的跟前。
That there may be life coming out from you.
在你里面生命能够流露出来。
A new covenant ministry may be produced.
新约的执事就在那里产生了。
But when you come to verse
16节
16.
当我们进到16节的时候
Faint.Yeah. In verse 15 say, Wherefore we faint not, but if indeed our outward man is consumed, yet the inward is renewed day by day.
16节说，所以我们不致丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Now, we faint not for what reason?
我们不丧胆是因着什么原因呢？
It is becauseWhen the Holy Spirit is leading you to the cross,
就是当圣灵把你带到十字架面前的时候
and you're going to find yourself being brought into death,
你就发现你自己被破碎以至于死
that the life of Christ may be released.
让基督的生命能够被释放。
Now, when you are going through such a process,
当你经过这样的过程，
how do you feel?
你感觉怎么样呢？
So far as you yourself is concerned,
自己这方面来看，
it is something very hard.
这实在是很不容易的事情。
You tend to faint.
你几乎要丧胆。
When our Lord is child training you,
当我们的主在这里训练你的时候，
you think it's too hard.
你觉得哦，这个要求太严格。
It is too absolute.
哦，太绝对了。
You will faint.
你丧胆。
But as you go through the process,
但是当你经过了这个过程，
and you tend to be faint,
你要上当了，
you remember one thing,
你记得一件事。
It is true that your outward man is decaying.
你外面的人在那里毁坏，
but the inward man is renewed.
里面的人，你的内心却一天新似一天。
Now who is the outward man?
这个外体，外面的人是谁呢？
The outward man is your soul life.
这个外面的人乃是你的魂生命。
In your soul, there is your old Adamic fallen life there.
在你的魂里面是你那个堕落的旧人。
That is your outer man.
这是你外体，你外面的人。
And the inward man is the life of Christ in your spirit.
你的里面的人乃是在你灵里面的基督。
So as your soul life is going to death,
当你的魂生命进到死地，
your spiritual life is increasing.
你属灵的生命就成长。
And then you find you are not really looking at what you can see.
你就发现那样的话，你就不是顾念所见到的。
Because what you can see is temporary.
因为所顾见、所见到的是暂时的。
But what you cannot see is eternal.
所不见的是永远的。
So this is the way you find the Lord lead us into new covenant ministry.
这是主带我们进入新约执事的道路。
So may by the grace of God, we may all enter in.
借着主的恩典，愿意我们都能够进入。
This is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
For our life and for our ministry.
是为了我们的生命，也为了我们的服事。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee because we find that all is grace.
主，我们感谢你，全是恩典。
Out of ourselves, there is nothing but death.
从我们出来的都是死亡。
But praise and thank Thee because Thou hast not only put Thy life in us, but Thou hast a way.Of releasing it.
我们感谢赞美主，你不单把你的生命放在我们里面，你还有一个叫我们这生命释放出来的路。
While Thou hast led us through the way of the cross, pray that Thou will give us strength.
当你带我们走进十字架道路的时候，我们求你给我们有力量。
That we may take up the cross and follow Thee.
我们能够背起我们的十字架来跟从你。
That thy purpose may be fulfilled in us.
让你的旨意在我们身上能够成就。
All praise and glory be unto the Lord.
让一切的荣耀、尊贵都归给你。
We ask in thy name.
奉你宝贝的名祷告。